glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Christ in you is increasing. We decrease. Death is on the run, but death is being swallowed up by life. Say something. God is not coming down and waving a wand. He's doing, or His rod is passing through Zion. His authority is passing through Zion. That's you and me, the church. Amen. Okay. Have we established that? If you use death for the right purpose, death has no power at all over you. Sickness, disease, infirmity, lack, confusion, the list goes on and on and on. None of these things have any authority over you. It's all attached to death. When you use it right, just to destroy what is not of God, when you die to yourself, when you die to your quick temper, well, that arrow shot straight. When you die to offense, becoming offended, when you die to hatred, anything of the flesh, and in Galatians chapter 5, there's a whole list of stuff that is called flesh. When you die daily to these things, life is swallowing up death. And I'm telling you, the Christ in you is not stagnant or standing still. He's increasing. More and more. Sometimes, not even under the anointing, just walking in His presence, it's almost like you can't. Well, with me, it's almost like, Lord, you need to help me because I can't hardly stand this. Help me how to handle this so that pride, so that I don't get in the way of this because I don't know how to handle this. This is much. It's too much. Anybody ever been there where something's just boiling over? Something is just, it's like a river. You got to say, Lord, put a cap on it for right now. I can't. See, some of y'all's faucet is just dripping. It ain't flowing. But when you get positioned right, the waters flow. And you better get ready for the ride. Hello, because God gets just give you a... When John saw Him, you talk about the awesome presence, John knew Him. But when he saw Him after resurrection, he saw an awesome supernatural presence, and all he could respond was by falling as a dead man. And John was the closest of the close to Jesus. He fell. Lord has to touch him and give him strength. The awesome presence. There are going to be services where there's fear to even dismiss the service. People won't want to leave out. I tell you, we had a taste of that Sunday night. And I mean, you figured after the barbecue, sleep. Nobody wanted to leave at all. I mean, we sat here and we prophesied, we spoke over, did things, and it's like, well, you know, it was 10:30, almost 11 o'clock. Again. And Lord reminded me, said, you wanted me to tarry. You asked me to tarry. Here I am. I didn't mind at all. Amen? Okay, so we renounce the things of shame. We don't walk in craftiness, and we don't have twisted behavior as saints. You want to keep yourself free from contamination. In other words, there is no compromise with what God is saying to us. Amen? All right. Let's take a look at something here, and we'll go deeper into that because the subject of the supernatural presence goes way deep. But let's take a look at some examples here. Go with me to Exodus 33, God's supernatural presence. Verse 14 of Exodus chapter 33, Moses talking to the Lord and the Lord talking back to Moses. In verse 14 of Exodus chapter 33, the Lord said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. The supernatural, awesome presence of the great I am will give to you rest. One characteristic of the presence of God is in that presence is a liberation of freedom from anxiety, fear, dread. The list goes on and on. It's freedom from that. That is our covenant right. Why are you so fearful? Why are you so burdened with care? In the supernatural, awesome presence of the great I am, the Lord said, My presence will go with you. My presence, and I'll give you rest. You won't worry about your adversary. You won't worry about needs being met. You won't worry about your physical health. You won't have to, you know, in His presence. I mean, there's no worry. Come on, come on. See, God didn't give you His presence from Sunday to Wednesday. After Sunday service, okay, I'll see you on Wednesday night. Be sure you come out. It's His presence that gives us rest. How many of He'll add years to your life? Come on, I said God will give you long life, length of days, pathway of peace. But it has to do with His presence. Now, if you just get His presence a couple of days a week, then you're missing out 5 days. You on your own. You got to fake it till you make it. You got to deal with it yourself. But that's never been God's plan. His plan was to stay with you, to be with you every waking hour, even when you sleep. He said, I give my beloved sleep. He'll be with you in your sleep. Angels guard over you, for the devil can't come and be beating on you while you're in your sleep. Now the angels watch over you. God said, I'll be with you even in your sleep. I don't slumber or sleep. But we don't allow Him. We're not mindful of Him. We get mindful of the things we have to do. What makes you think God doesn't want to get involved with what you have to do? Like that woman at the typewriter, at the computer. He'll make you type better if you let Him get involved. He's not going to slow you down, mess you up, God cramping my style. Some people think that. He'll accelerate stuff. He'll have you doing stuff you couldn't do yourself. But the first thing is give you peace. Look at Exodus 13, verse 21. Tell somebody He wants to give you rest. His presence gives you rest. Numbers 13, 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. His presence is awesome, supernatural, extraordinary presence will lead you. It will lead you. And the presence is not out there somewhere. As Isaiah said, you'll hear a voice behind you. In other words, you're not going to see it with these eyes. It's coming from within you. It's not coming out of the environment. It's coming from within, saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. There'll be an unction. You won't know why. You feel like you need to be somewhere. You need to call somebody. You need to do something. It'll be the Spirit is leading you, directing you in the pathway of your purpose, of your destiny. Not just on Sunday. You don't have to, you know, it's important to be in tune with the frequency of the house, but you need to take that frequency wherever you are. The Lord should be able to speak to you in Walmart. When you pushing the cart around. Amen. Look at Exodus chapter 40 and verse 34. Tell somebody he wants to give you rest. Exodus 40:34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Next verse. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because of the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. Last verse. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. He will guide you. His awesome supernatural presence will guide you. It's not just a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's not just an anointing. It's an indwelling. He will direct your steps. Okay, go with me to Joshua chapter 21 and verse 43. Joshua 21, verse 43. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he swore to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest. There it is. And the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he swore unto their fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Next verse. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. What did he give them? Rest. Rest didn't just mean they could go to sleep. Rest meant his presence. Come on, rest is not just us, you know, getting waking up, good rest. No, rest is his presence. I tell you, there are times where my body had literally ached from whatever activity, whatever, but then getting into the presence of God, praying or even ministering at times, it's like just supernaturally, you know, your body don't just recover like that, but just supernaturally just that stuff leaving. You ever had that in a service where you come and even when you're just maybe driving down the road practicing the presence of God, and all of a sudden that little ache or pain is gone? Well, that's where God wants us to live, in his presence. You know, sometimes people don't receive their healing because they jump out of the presence. Sometimes healing has begun. Hello? Sometimes God works like that. Amen. And he's working, but people, you know, they start talking like Peter, or they get off into something else, or run off and do something. When if you'd have stayed there, you'd have received the full portion. Hello? It's true. Amen. So one of the first indications of his supernatural awesome presence is rest. God will give you rest. Look at Psalm 34, verse 18. Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. You cannot speak enough as pertains to the contrite spirit. Contrite. In a sense, it means this in the Webster. It means feeling or showing regret for bad behavior, feeling or showing sorrow and remorse for sin or shortcoming.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.